This former Hindu has prayed for many people to have healing miracles, including the dead coming back to life. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. I have Mahesh Chavda here. Mahesh was raised as a Hindu and literally went to heaven. Now, Mahesh, help me out a little bit. Basically, what does a Hindu believe?
Well, he believes in reincarnation. They're very devout. They believe in many gods. And they believe in the philosophy of karma, that what you do on earth, you pay for it one way or the other. If you're good, you come back on a higher incarnation.
Now, do you come back sometimes as an animal? Is
you
that
can,
you believe?
Yes,
you can.
If you're really bad.
How about cows? Who are I know they regard cows as being very holy in India.
Yeah, that's right. It's just the whole tradition for centuries has been to really honor cows.
Did you ever have steak as a Hindu?
No. Absolutely not. My mother was very, very devout.
Well, how did a devout Hindu become a believer in Jesus?
Well, I was really hungry for reality, Sid. And even though I was brought up in this very precious family, I remember my early memories of my mother getting up at 5 or worshiping at this shrine, and then all the children would come and worship at our shrine in our home before we went to school. So we were raised up really to honor our traditions. But I was just hungry for reality. I knew there was something more. I could not sense any reality in all of the things that were involved with Hinduism. So I remember my early memories. I would go to the temple and cry out for some kind of answers. I would talk with the priests and bow to the idols, and yet I couldn't get any answers. I remember walking out of this temple one time and looking up at the sky saying, God, I know you're somewhere out there. Where are you? And it happened around the age of 16 that there was a knock on our door. We were living in Mombasa, Kenya at that time. And there was the wife of a missionary who had been doing some programs for some children in the neighborhood, and she was thirsty for water. She asked for a drink, and I gave her a glass of water, and in return she gave me a little Bible, and I started reading it. And I came across this unique personality named Jesus Christ. I didn't know about him. And as I read, it just became very real to me. And the words he said became powerful words, just coming at me with fire. Especially in John 14, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And my Hindu traditions rose up and said, no, you have your own ways. But I knew I was being confronted by the reality of who Jesus was.
What happened next?
Well, for months, some of these words would just come after me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And other words that I read in scriptures, they just kept coming at me. And so one night I remember I said, I'm not going to think about this anymore. I'm not going to read this Bible anymore. It seems to be chasing after me. And I remember very clearly it was 9 o'clock one evening in this hot equatorial climate, mosquitoes all around me and buzzing, and I was knocked unconscious at 9 o'clock at night.
Who knocked you unconscious?
Later on I found it was the power of God. At that time I didn't know.
Huh.
And my head hit the table. I heard this bang, and part of my consciousness said, that's my head hitting the table. And yet conscious being was taken to another place that was just full of joy and the most perfect delight. It's hard to describe in human language the pure ecstasy that I experienced being in this place where I found myself, said, walking on streets of gold, and I saw grass around me in different places, but it was like every blade of grass was alive, and it was singing to some kind of harmonies that I could sense them, and then I heard this most glorious singing coming, music that penetrated every cell of my being.
Have you ever heard music on earth like that music?
Nothing.
Have you ever seen colors on earth like that, those colors?
No, never. Those are just perfect colors, as if they had never been hit by any kind of impurities. And then there was light all around. And then the light started thickening, and from this one particular direction. And this was living light. It's difficult to describe how the light was alive. It was more brighter than sun, more pure than sunlight. And each of these beams of light, there was some kind of energy in it that was living. And it seemed like they had a message. Each beam of light would hit me. And just think of yourself being hit by millions of beams of light, and each of them had a message in it.
Just, were you experiencing any fear? I mean, this is a strange experience.
It was, I would say, what we would use to the term awesome. And complete delight, ecstasy is the purest term I can find in English to describe it.
Would you rather be there than here?
Absolutely. That's one thing I found later that what I had was an experience of being taken to heaven. And I have no fear of dying because of that experience, because I have experienced heaven and the ecstasy that's waiting for us there. And in that light then, this living light, each of these beams saying to me in one way or the other, I love you. I love you. I love you.
And then, had you ever experienced that kind of love?
Absolutely nothing like that. Never. It was just...
I mean, there's a love of a mother for a child. There's a love of a wife for a husband. There's a love of friends. How would you classify that love compared to those loves?
It does not compare. They are like small imitations of this highest and purest love that I experienced. And that was in this person. Behind that light was this person. And I saw him, and it was Jesus Christ.
Did he tell you? Did you know it was him?
I knew instantly.
You knew?
In the realm of, I knew. And I knew that he was the one who loved me the most in the universe.
Did he say anything to you?
Yeah, he came towards me. And much of it was just totally understood. His total love for me. Being around me, I knew that he had died for my sins, that he loved me.
How did he look?
It was just, love is the main thing I can describe about.
And I know this may be mundane, but what color was his hair? Was he a big man?
He looked a lot like what we see in pictures. And yet, for me, what I remember most was the beams of living light coming out of him. I think the disciples experienced it when they went to the mountaintop and saw him transfigured, and a being of light, total light, was in him. And I saw the glory, what the Hebrews call the Shekinah, and experienced him. And then he came and laid his hands on my shoulder and said, my little brother. And I know I was in love, that I knew I loved this man the most. And I experienced many things in that. I was just felt like I was being transformed. And then around 5 o'clock in the morning, I heard a rooster crowing, and I woke up, and it was as if I had, I love Star Trek, and it was like I had been beamed down again from this place where I had been. And I knew I had experienced Jesus.
But Mahesh, what happens to a very religious Hindu that says they believe in Jesus? Miracles don't go away.
We'll return with Sid Roth and It's Supernatural right after this.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. I'm here with Mahesh Chavda. What happens when a very, very religious Hindu family finds out their son believes in Jesus, has been to heaven? I mean, you must have had a tough time with this. How did you tell your Hindu family?
It was difficult. There was total rejection because they could not understand. I was the first in my caste, which was a very aristocratic caste from the Hindu faith, to tell them the first time that their son was
But why did you? Why couldn't you just keep it to yourself? Why would you even tell them?
Well, I turned into a being of love. I mean, it transformed me. I wanted to tell people. I was not afraid anymore. Fear completely went out of me at that time. Even though I faced rejection, there was a trepidation, yet the love that was brimming out of me just overcame all that fear. I wanted to tell them, this is the most wonderful thing I experienced. I have experienced new life.
Did they reject you?
Yes. But they still loved me, yet they could not accept that.
Same thing in my family, coming from a Jewish background. They were hurt, is the best way I can.
Right. And they could not understand. But very slowly, one at a time, they started coming to know, have the same experience and receive Christ.
You were in Bible school, graduate school, and you got a report that your mother was dying of cancer. Okay, what's your God going to do?
Well, this was years later. Mm-hmm. I came to the United States and went to Bible school, and then I went to graduate school, and there I received this news that my mother had terminal sickness and she was dying. She had kind of bone cancer. And I was totally defeated at that time because I was a typical graduate student. I had a few dollars in the bank. My mother at that time, now they had moved to England, and so but I didn't have enough money to buy a plane ticket to see my mom. That was her dying wish, that she could see me before she died. Mm-hmm. And I was depressed for 3 days. I wept.
I can imagine.
What shall I do? I can't see my mom. And at that time, on the third night, I had another experience like I had many years before when I went to this place. Mm-hmm. There were streets ago. Suddenly, I found myself one night, as I was crying, I found myself in that place. And at this time, I saw that being of light, Jesus himself. And I was kneeling at his feet, and he had his hands on my shoulders, and I was singing to him in this language I could not understand. And when I woke up with a river of love just bubbling out of me. And what I'd experienced was a tremendous infilling of his love and of his spirit. Mm. And in that visitation, whatever you want to call it, and this new energy, I sensed a closeness with the Spirit of God, with God and his voice. And I felt a clear impression that this voice was saying to me, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it kept saying, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I said, what does that mean? He said, he's the healer today, as he was 2,000 years ago. I said, yes, I accept that. He said, no, you don't understand. I said, yes, I believe he's the healer. The spirit, that voice seemed to say to me, pray for your mother then. So I prayed for her. And a few days later, I received the news. She was thousands of miles away. I received the news that she had been healed completely. And
how did you feel when you got the news she was healed completely and your God performed a miracle?
Oh, it was exciting. I was so grateful, so thankful that he is truly real. He is what he says he is. I am the Lord who healeth thee. And I found it personally working in my life.
Now, you were in what used to be called Ze'er, and they brought a dead baby to you. Tell me about that.
The story was this. We were going through, now this was some years later after the experience I had there, that my wife had given birth to our fourth baby, 4 months premature. He had been just 5 months in the womb. So he was dying. He had brain hemorrhage. His intestines had died. And I mean, he had only a few days to live. And at that time, I had a commitment to be in Africa and do these meetings. And I had to leave my son Aaron in intensive care and go to Zaire. And now it's called the Congo. And had these amazing meetings where thousands started gathering to hear about...
How could you leave your wife and dying baby? How could you, Mahesh?
We were committed to share the love of this Jesus we had found for people around the world. So my wife said, your place is out there because you made a commitment.
She was
very much with
She's
us.
She's a trooper.
She is. She's amazing. So, but I went with a broken heart thinking that I would never see my son again. And yet I met the presence of this transfiguring Jesus there in Zaire. And thousands were touched by these miraculous powers.
Now wait, when people make statements, you say thousands were touched.
It is.
Literally,
and my mind could not comprehend. I was all alone, I didn't have any team.
You mean people physically sick were being healed when you say thousands were touched?
Yeah, and there were people who were chained, insane, who came, and when the presence of God would come, they would be completely made whole. And I would see them the next day in their right mind. And it was just amazing.
Insane people got their mind back.
These were people who had been chained up in their homes. They didn't have institutions like we have.
Oh,
here.
I see.
And yet they would be completely made
whole. Sounds so inhumane to chain someone in their home because they're insane.
But they have become like animals. They got out of control. And yet Jesus would deliver them. It was the thing. It was amazing. And yet, at that time then, one noontime, I heard this same spirit say, there's a man here, his son died this morning. Call him up, because this day I'm going to do a wonderful thing.
You mean you didn't see him, you just heard this?
No, I heard this in my heart. So I asked, where is this man? Mm-hmm. Your son died this morning. There were about 40,000 people in this morning meeting. And a man ran up named Mulamba Manika, and his son had died of cerebral malaria that morning at 4 o'clock. And we have a copy of his death certificate, by the way. And so that he had left the body in Mamayemo Hospital. And he had heard this voice tell him, my servant is in this city, go to him. So he ran to this field where I was giving the message of God. And I called out, at the time that he entered the field, I called out.
I'll tell you what, will you hold that thought? We'll be back right after this word. Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. And those messianic miracles are still going on, not only went on when Jesus walked in the flesh, but they're going on with people that just pray in his name. For instance, Mahesh Chavda, you were telling me about a dead baby. God told you, you were in the Congo, there was 40,000 people or so?
Yes.
And God told you there was a dead baby there. And what did you just say? If someone has a dead baby, come forward.
He was 6 years old. He was a boy.
But 40,000 people.
Yes.
And so what if no one had come forward?
Then I was in trouble. But the man turned up and he said, my son died of cerebral malaria this morning at 4 o'clock. Now it was noon and he had already been given a death certificate. And I laid hands on the father and I said, Lord Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Help this man. Raise his boy up. Spirit of God, help him. And I was told that this same instant, the boy's body sneezed twice in this hospital. He was being washed over by an unbelieving uncle, this body was. And the boy woke up as if from a sleep, said, where's my father? And then he said, I'm hungry. Give me food. And the boy was completely restored.
What about your son that was dying? What happened to him?
That was the wonderful thing. That's why we call this the good news. Good news for everybody is that same spirit that raised that little boy up from the dead in Zaire was working in my family. And God supernaturally touched my little boy. And that brain hemorrhage, all the effects of prematurity, God took that away, and my son today is 14 years old, healthy, and perfect in every way. And I'm so grateful that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Now, you heard about the messianic miracles, the someone born blind, someone deaf and dumb, someone with leprosy. No matter, even though there are false powers and powers not of God, no one can do these three signs unless they're the Messiah or they pray in the name of the Messiah. Have you seen people healed of those three things in the name of Jesus?
Yes, we have seen lepers restored. We had one leper who was 14 years old. I mean, for 14 years he had been a leper, was totally restored. And other lepers who have
now been, that's a skin disease, isn't it? Where there's skin.
Yeah, but then the flesh.
Yeah, but when you say restored, do you mean the flesh
that
came
was the
back?
Flesh that had been dying or dead was restored, and
really?
Feelings came back.
Yeah, that's got to be exciting.
It is. It's so amazing, and we have seen these miracles happen in Africa. We have seen them happen in other countries, and I've seen many of these wonderful miracles happen in America also. So he is the same. And I want to say to people who are watching right now that there are people who are going through the same thing I went through. My child was sick, and that we can touch the hem of Jesus' garment today.
They have faith that you have faith. Would you pray for them?
I want to right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for these precious friends who are watching right now, that as they have needs, may they know that this is real. May the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that raised that little boy in Africa from the dead, that healed my son, touch you right now, touch your body, and then the loved one that you have on your heart. May the Holy Spirit this day touch and heal completely that cancer in the name of Jesus. That little boy who has tremendous problems that is on your heart, your daughter that needs deliverance. May the Spirit of God touch your family this day. Sid and I in agreement right now that the power of God will deliver and heal in your house this day.
Mahesh, I absolutely believe that in Jesus' name, many, many people have been instantly healed. But you have all-night prayer meetings, I understand, on Friday nights, and they're spreading to congregations throughout the world. And you actually get supernatural insight from God as to what's going to happen in the future and can pray about it. Give me one example.
Well, this is what we call the Watch of the Lord on the website, www.watchoftheLord. They can find more information. But we pray all night, and thousands are joining us to pray. And we find that Jesus is the same again. And we heard, for example, in the spirit realm, some of the watchmen who were praying, that there was going to be terrorist attack on Jewish children somewhere in France. We didn't know, we just got that idea. So we started praying, and that next week we found that terrorists had laid a bomb outside of a Jewish synagogue school, and it was supposed to go off at the exact time the children went out, but first time in many years, the alarm stuck. The children were inside the school when the bomb went off, and they were miraculously saved. All
the so children. God knew what the devil was up to, knew the children were going to be murdered, and caused the alarm to be stuck. Do you believe if you hadn't prayed that those children would have died?
I believe so, that God used our prayers to bind the power of darkness and release the grace and mercy of God.
You know, just as God knew about those Jewish children and loved them so much, he caused the alarm not to function properly to save their lives so they wouldn't be destroyed by the bomb. The Word of God says that he has every hair on your head numbered. Not two sparrows fall to the ground without him personally being aware of it and of how much more value. Maybe you've never heard this before, but you have value. You have worth because God sent Yeshua, that's Hebrew for Jesus, to die for your sins so that you can live, so that you can be forgiven, so that you can go to this heaven that Mahesh described. It sounds so wonderful. My Orthodox Jewish mother used to say, heaven must be a wonderful place. She's there right now. The question is, do you know the one that is the truth, the way, and the life? There's no other name in which you must be saved but the name of Jesus or Yeshua. Say, dear God, I'm a sinner. forgive me of my sins. I'm so sorry. I believe that Jesus died in my place. And by his blood, my sins are forgiven. I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Lord Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. You run it. I'm tired of running it my way. I want to do it your way.